This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man. Gosh. In case you're wondering if we're getting ready to climb out of this whole economic thing, well, don't take it from me, take it from Joe.
I'm going to take the most aggressive action ever to confront the climate crisis and increase our energy security ever in the whole world. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact.
Isn't it wild when you think about the climate change insanity, how it's all built on a lie? And yet so many people not only believe it, set that aside. People believe anything. A lot of people are sheep. They'll believe anything. Not just that it's based on a lie. Think about the trillions of dollars it has cost humanity to embrace something somebody made up. They made it up. And think about the arrogance. Honestly, when you dig into the earth and the ocean alone, forget about the earth, the ocean alone, and how deep it is. And did you know this? Did you know the ocean self-cleans when something horrible happens? Like everyone remembers the Exxon Valdez, the big oil spill. Everyone remembers that. And what do you remember? I know what you remember. What's the image in your head right now about the Exxon Valdez? You see the birds limping their way onto the beach and they're covered in oil. And I know you can remember. I remember thinking, oh, someone help the friggin' birds. This is terrible. What'd they do? You know the ocean would have cleaned itself, right? The ocean is so powerful and so deep, and this earth is so incredible that we've been given that the ocean would have cleaned itself. You live in a miracle. A miracle. Quite literally a miracle. You know you can't change the weather here. I mean, sure, pollution's real. I'm not denying that. You pour toxic gases into the earth or the water supply, people are going to get sick. I'm not naive to pollution, but, you know, carbon isn't changing the weather of the planet, right? That's actually one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. But yet, we are busy destroying Western civilization over that concept. Isn't it? I mean, on top of sad and everything else, isn't that wild to think about? That's wild to think about. All right. Jesse, anonymous, please. Been working for UPS since the 90s. Those guys, hey, a quick side note, delivery drivers, especially in the South in the summer, depending on where you live, but in the summertime, don't be afraid to give your delivery driver a bottle of water if you happen to see him. People do not know. I talked to these guys. One of my good buddies doesn't drive for UPS, drives for FedEx. But you talk to these guys, and these guys work hard in the heat all day long. Really, really, really hot, sweltering in those trucks. Don't be afraid to give these guys bottles of water. Those guys bust their rear ends. Anyway, Jesse, been working for UPS since the early 90s. Our employee portal has become so over-the-top woke, it's unbelievable. I counted 7 of the 8 company news stories about trans, equity, or even their ESG program. A couple weeks ago, we got news that shippers are now required to get a completely separate UPS account to be used only when shipping firearms. The only reason I believe they would do this is so they can keep a list just like Visa, MasterCard, and hand it over when you make a mean tweet or whatever. The timing sure seems coordinated with other corporations and politicians. Asked me to keep him anonymous for obvious reasons, and I will. This is what I've been trying to explain and why, as dark as it can be sometimes, I try to give you an honest assessment of not where we are, of where we're going from here. And again, I preached on this yesterday. This is why you must understand that what's happening worldwide, it's not just America, worldwide is so much bigger than the next election or Joe Biden or Donald Trump or this or that. There are huge world-changing, definitely America-changing things happening right now. Right now in America, The government-corporate relationship is now cemented in stone. They are openly working together to smash you. We don't even talk about it. It lasted a day because there were too many other crazy things. The Federal Bureau of Investigation went to Facebook and told them to censor a Hunter Biden story because it might hurt Joe Biden's chances in an election. You know that in a sane country, the sane response to that, the normal response, if you found out the federal law enforcement arm was so out of control, they were openly politicking on behalf of the Democratic Party, the sane, normal response to that would be the entire agency right now is shut down. We are having an emergency internal investigation. Everything at the FBI stops. Nobody reports to work. Nobody sends an email. Nobody receives an email. There will be a massive 500-man investigation into the Federal Bureau of Investigation to find out who was involved in trying to choose who the last president was. And we need to find those people, have them rooted out, arrested, and imprisoned. And the lights don't come back on in the FBI until that happens. That's not radical or over the top. Any nation that wanted to continue existing would take those steps. When your federal law enforcement arm goes that crazy, you would take those steps. It lasted half a day in the news. There are huge things happening right now. It's why I saw it coming as soon as I saw Elizabeth Warren and Kathy Hochul. You'll notice this. This is something for you to watch out for in the future. Something I've picked up on. You'll notice sometimes they do send out an email, but they all agree on talking points before they go out. In a less than 24-hour span, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, put out a statement that Visa and MasterCard and American Express need to label gun purchases separately and separate them out. And then less than 24 hours later, New York Governor Kathy Hochul comes out and says the same thing. And I thought, uh-oh, word has gone out. Whenever you see them all saying the same thing, you know the marching orders have gone out. And then what happened? Boom, Visa makes an announcement. We're going to separate the gun purchases. Well, this guy brings up something I didn't see, and I should have seen it. I'm actually mad at myself. Of course, this won't just be for the credit card companies. It's going to expand way beyond that. Anyone who may have any involvement in the purchase of a firearm, any company, the government will knock on their door and tell them, hey, we expect you to be involved in this. Separate these out. And when we come asking for the information, we expect you to give it to us. And America's communist, lickspittle, pathetic corporations will all, to a man, they will go, oh, okay, government, whatever you want, I'll do it. Just tell me what to do. They will. I don't say that to scare you. I say that because we need to whip our state and local representatives into shape because GOP states need to start getting much more aggressive blocking this stuff and punishing any company that tries this. Your GOP state, they're trying to cut taxes. They should be attacking Visa. They should be passing bills telling Visa, we'll run your entire company out of the state if you try to do this here. You're worried about these issues or that issue. You're worried about the midterms, right? And I'm worried about them too. Don't say midterms don't matter. You should be worried about whether your state is becoming anti-communist because the fist is clenching around you. There's not going to be some pendulum swing if we win a bunch of seats in the midterms, not without GOP, local, and state using their power. The federal government, the federal GOP, these guys suck. Completely useless. I don't know that they even have I know they don't have the will. I don't even know that they have the power to bring the administrative state to heel. But guess what? Four or five GOP district attorneys and governors joining together with their state law enforcement agencies? They do. They most definitely do. We need to start focusing on who can protect us and making sure they will. All right. before we get to more of these. See, that was only one email, Chris, but I feel like I'll be faster with the others because people want to talk about a lot of things, including what's happening in Wisconsin right now. Something flew under the radar. Before we get to that, let's talk about something else. What about good, doing good? Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. $11. You have 11 bucks on you right now? If you carry cash, you probably do. If you don't, I'm sure you probably have 11 bucks in your bank. Who knows? Maybe not. Recession's hitting us all. Tunnel to Towers, they're paying off mortgages for widows and orphans. You think a recession is bad for you? What do you think it's like for the mom, two young kids, and dad didn't come back from Afghanistan? What do you think she's going through right now? They need help. They need your help and my help. Tunnel to Towers, for 11 bucks a month, they're paying off mortgages so that widow doesn't have to worry about that anymore. They're starting a Tunnel to Towers Institute to make sure your kids will actually learn about heroes in school instead of all the filth they learn now. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What do you think? What do you think? Should the GOP DAs and GOP governors be working together to make sure they protect their own citizens against an out-of-control federal government? I don't know. Don't take it from me. Take it from Hank Robinson.
January 6, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection. They occupied the Capitol. Five people were killed, hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day that we'll never forget. And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6, like January 6, disrupting meetings. It was a coordinated.
If you're a parent, a mom, a dad, if you didn't want your kid learning that white people suck in school, if you didn't want your kid exposed to some of the most vile pornographic materials in their public library, and you showed up and you spoke at the school board, you should understand that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, their counterterrorism heads, they met, they had a big meeting at the direction of the DOJ to discuss you. Now, do you think your states, your GOP governors and AGs, do you think they should be working together in coordination with their state police agencies, by the way? They should be working together to protect you from an out-of-control administrative state. GOP governors, right now, GOP governors should be reordering their state police services, to protect you. That's what they should be doing. Are they? Will they? Well, they can if we whip them into shape. Disabled voters win in Wisconsin. Legal fights elsewhere. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like good news. Disabled voters, they had a win in Wisconsin. Well, what's it mean? Huh, that's cool. What it means is this. Formerly, well, this is a story about a lady. LeBou, she and other Wisconsin voters with disabilities can get help they need to return their ballots this November after a federal judge last month ruled that the Voting Rights Act, which allows for voter assistance, trumps state law. So what's that mean? That means that these disabled voters, let's say there's a home with a bunch of disabled people, they're allowed to get assistance in getting that ballot turned in. Don't worry. What are you worried about? It's only the swing state of Wisconsin. Are you worried that the assistance might be nefarious? Are you worried that people might take advantage of ballot drop boxes with such a case? No, I don't know what you're stressing about. Jesse, Republicans can't beat themselves fast enough. They're going to get trounced in the midterms. You severely underestimate both the abject stupidity of the majority of Americans and Republicans' ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Not that they do a single thing on our behalf, even if they did win. Anyway, he goes on to say, I hope your wife's prepared your shaved-in mustache. It's going to happen. Remember, if the Democrats don't lose 40-plus seats, I have to shave in a mustache. Look, you could be right about some of that. I don't know that I'd talk about the stupidity of the majority of Americans. Obviously, a large percentage of them are really, really stupid. There's no question about that. But I don't think I'd say majority. Maybe you're right. I certainly would agree that the Republicans can and will screw everything up. There's no question. But I will say this. Part of my prediction for the midterms, a big part of my prediction, is the darker part of my prediction from earlier in the show. I think this economy is about to get real bad. And when that happens, because that's really what people understand. Let's be frank. You're worried about the administrative state, and I'm worried about the administrative state. What people really understand, what they really genuinely understand, is when they can't afford groceries anymore, when they can't afford gasoline anymore, and people get angry. And this is a frustrating thing for you, and it's a frustrating thing for me, but it is true. You know, you don't win elections, right? I don't win elections. The hardcores, we don't win elections. We don't lose elections. Now, we matter, knocking on doors, making phone calls, running for local races. We matter. But these huge elections, these nationwide elections, who wins these elections? Well, the guy who doesn't pay attention. And that's horrible. That's not what you want. You want the most informed guy to be choosing who leads the country. But the truth is, you're sitting there right now. You listen to the sound of my voice. You probably listen every day, maybe 3 hours. You know the issues. You know the stakes. You know the players. You know the bills. You know that you know it all. You know the things they said. You know all these things. You know who decides the election, really, though? Your neighbor. Your neighbor who might not be able to name the Speaker of the House. See, Chris is over there saying how. And that's what I would say too. Because I've been, every time I get introduced to one of these people, my jaw kind of falls open and I think, what? What are you talking about? Your neighbor. Your neighbor who gets home, job, wife, kids, school, travel, taking care of his mother, doesn't really pay that much attention. When he sits down at night, maybe he'll turn on the news for 5 minutes and then he'll say something to the effect of, ah, it's too political or this is depressing, and he'll turn on a ball game. Right now, while you're listening to the sound of my voice, he's listening to the Braves down in Atlanta. Go Braves, baby. That guy's not going to vote on the administrative state. That guy didn't have a daggone clue what's going on at the administrative state. You know what he's going to vote on? He's going to vote on the fact that his wife just called him at work and told him they have to make serious adjustments to what they buy at the grocery store because the money's not in the account anymore. Now that guy moves. When I say Republicans are going to win big, please don't accept that as any kind of a praise as Republicans. But when people vote, they vote with their wallet a lot. Lots of times I wish they didn't, or you wish they didn't. But let's deal with reality, not what we want it to be. Reality. Reality says they vote with their wallet. Wallets are about to get squeezed. Wallets are about to hurt. All right. That's enough. That's enough of that. Somebody says there's a battle between me and Clay Travis. Uh-oh. Is there about to be a war between Clay and Buck and the Jesse Kelly Show? Ooh, that's scary. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I'm gone Friday. I admitted I admitted what it was for. Like, I've got all this work travel coming up. It sucks. Believe me when I tell you, I'd rather be right here. I know it's for the book, Chris. I already admitted it was for the book, okay? I'm finishing the book. Everyone wanted a book? You wanted a book? I'm going to finish the book. I got to go to some little retreat thing with a couple guys and cross the T's and dot the I's and stuff like that, all right? So it's for the book. Now, do we have a rivalry in talk radio? Is the Clay and Buck show about to go to war with the Jesse Kelly show? Maybe. Let's get to this email. Dear Shogun Steel Kelly, a while ago, Clay Travis mentioned that the Burger Shack had a superior burger to the Jesse Kelly burger, and you never responded to his assertion. What gives? I expected to hear at least a mildly spicy response about this. I love your show and listen to every minute of both shows and your TV show, says I can say his name. His name is Dakota. Okay. Well, one, you should understand that Clay and Buck are both personal friends. Like we hang out. Like, we're close friends. But Clay did say something very, very hurtful. And this is what happened. This is what happened. I could kill Clay. Clay and if Buck wasn't there, Clay and I, we ended up at one of these events. We go to various events. Whenever we hear about some candidate who needs our help or something like that, we can't go to all of them, obviously, but every once we go to as many as we can. And Clay and I end up at this same event. And at this event, on my life, at this event, it's at a hotel. At this event, we have sliders. There are not even full-size cheeseburger. Mini burger sliders are served at the event. Now, Clay and me are there. There's 50 people in the room. It's one of these parties. It was kind of brutal, but it was okay. I was hanging out with Clay, so we were having fun. And they serve these sliders. Now, they're hotel cheeseburger sliders. You know what they are. It's a little mini frozen patty with a half a slice of American cheese thrown in on there. And then they bring them out. Of course, they're already in the heat lamp. But there was kind of the only real food there. Everything else was like a chip or a strawberry. And me and Clay were starving because we hadn't eaten yet. So we eat these burgers. I don't have any idea what entered Clay's mind. But Clay, he swears. Now, he swears to me. Clay swears to me that somebody there told him those were my burgers. I think Clay is a big fat liar about this because never in a million years was I separate. And what did he think? I went back to the hotel kitchen and made my own cheeseburgers, but he swears he was told they were my burgers. So Clay eats these obviously pretty sorry burgers. And he says, "Ah, oh, those Jesse Kelly burgers weren't even that good." And then he said it on the air on like the biggest show in the country, the Clay and Buck show. Of course, Clay and Buck are texting me about it and we've been laughing. Clay Travis has never eaten one of the world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers, but he will. He will. And when he finally does sink his teeth into the greatest cheeseburger ever known to man, Clay Travis will come and he will beg my forgiveness forever, besmirching him, besmirching the burgers. I can't wait to text Clay about this. Chris, make sure we email Clay this segment. I think he'll get an enjoyment out of it. Jesse, I had very little clarity on how dirty green energy is until I listened to President's Daily Brief by Brian Dean Wright. Mind-blowing and heartbreaking. Six-year-olds digging with their hands in the dirt to make a Tesla's batteries. Listen, it's way worse than that. I would encourage people to listen to Brian Dean Wright. I'm actually going to have, if you want to hear me and him talk, I'm going to have him on me and him. I don't think that's proper English. I'm going to have him on my TV show tonight on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Brian's going to tell you about those solar panels you have on your house. So proud of those. I'm going green. Solar, baby. You know, 75% of the world's solar panels were made by slave labor, right? There's a good chance slaves made the solar panels you keep on your home. Jesse, not me. Mine are made in Cambodia. Yeah, China ships them to Cambodia so they can be assembled there, so they can label it made in Cambodia, and then they ship them to you where you think you're going green by using slave labor. It's ugly, right? This going green, I'm telling you, The going green movement, the climate change movement, is so inhumanly ugly. It is ugly beyond. You dig down into the depths of it, of what it is and how these things are made. Another thing I learned from talking to Brian, the windmills, the blades last 15 years. The blades are 100 yards long. Those windmill blades, they're huge. They're not disposable. There are now fields of them popping up all over the United States of America, stacked like wood, 100-foot long windmill blades. The energy industry, the quote, going green energy industry, is the most polluting, human rights abusing, despicable industry on the planet. You know where you don't hear about that? Oil. Remarkable how few stories you hear about oil. Coal, natural gas, all plentiful. Remember, as you're told that you have to do with less and turn up your thermostat and quit eating meat, just eat your cockroach burger. As you're told all these things, the real crime is this. You're sitting on a pile of it, on unlimited amounts of it, unlimited amounts of it. You are sitting on a gigantic pot of gold, and the elites who run your country are telling you you're broke, you're just going to have to starve a little bit as you sit on top of a pile of gold 10 miles high and 10 miles wide. Your elites are busy looking down at you saying, why can't you do with less, peasant? Don't you know? Why don't you just deal with less? We have to be more aggressive. We have to crush these things. We're going to be more aggressive than ever.
I want to take the most aggressive action ever, ever, ever to confront the climate crisis and increase our energy security ever in the whole world. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting more aggressive than ever. Dear King of Handsome, now that the Queen of England and Charles is taking over the role of king, I think we can agree you would make a much better king. If you were to become the King of England, what would your first act as king? Huh. Chris, I don't think I'd be a very good king. I feel like I would... I know it's all the absolute power I wanted, but I think I would abuse it. I think I would cut in line when I'm waiting for a burger. I think I would take... insane that I would take history, like my entire time as King of England, I'd just be doing history tours around England. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be taking just, I'd get no official business done whatsoever. And I mean, absolutely none. I would just bounce around the country. I'd bounce around, forget the country. I'd bounce around the world. Excuse me, King coming through here. I would like to see your World War I memorial, please. Oh, is this for sale? Hey, can we take this home? I am a king. Yes. Yes, I would like this bayonet. Oh, that cannonball of Napoleon's? Yes, bring it to me. If you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We're not done yet. We still have a segment left over. Don't worry. And then tomorrow we're going to usher in Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because there's no Friday show this week. It's complicated, okay? It's complicated. Look, this is the travel is a lot, but I'll miss you. I'm just kidding. I'll be right back after the weekend. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Hey, put a smile on your face. At least you know for a fact at this point in time, Joe Biden is really, really, really unpopular. How do you know? Well, you can always tell by what the Democrat candidates who are in key races, by what they're saying. Here's Arizona loser Democrat Mark Kelly when asked about old Joe.
You know, your thoughts on his job. Has he done a good job, do you think?
Hey, first of all, it's not...
Doctor in your life.
Well, first, I don't know. The audio actually screwed up. He says, it's not my job to give him a report card. Ooh, ouch. That's third. Oh, and by the way, I want to give credit to the fellas for digging up this old thing. Michael dug this one up. This was the FBI back in 2013. This is a little long. Listen to this list of whoppers.
You see a scenario, not now, it's clear you can't do it now or you wouldn't do it now, in the future, where you could begin to store Facebook pictures?
No, I can never envision that for our system.
Is the reason because these other photos are unreliable, or is there a civil liberties reason?
I think there's certainly a civil liberties reason that we don't do that. We can't assume that just because you have an account here or there that you've consented to relinquishing your privacy rights. We have to protect everyone's privacy rights equally.
I know, but if you're just out there on Facebook saying, here I am and here's who I am, what are you actually protecting by telling me that you won't go to Facebook in pursuit of a criminal?
Well, for our system, we're protecting the integrity of the system, that we know
who is. So it's not civil liberties in that case. In that case, it's you can't absolutely verify the identity.
Absolutely not. If you were just to take a photograph you got off the internet anywhere, I don't know who that is.
I guess the worry is that it goes back to the question of the slippery slope. Will the government be spying on us in that way?
We conduct our investigations and our activities under longstanding rules and regulations, starting first with the Constitution, then the Attorney General guidelines, then federal law, and then our own investigative policy.
Chris, if you don't mind, could you play the Mark Zuckerberg answer on Joe Rogan recently? My, how times have changed in just 9 years.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically.
Yeah. The fist is clenching. Doesn't mean we're down and out. It means we focus. It means we focus on the states protecting us. The states have to stand between you and any federal agency, anyone that gets unlawful and way outside of bounds. All right? You want to feel better, though? Here, this will make you feel better. Go take a Male Vitality Stack for 90 days. It's not hard. Male Vitality Stack. I've been taking it for 7-8 months now. The difference in my energy level is shocking. It's shocking. They told me, the boys at Chalk told me it was going to be, and it's not like I thought they were liars. They're friends of mine, but I thought, okay, maybe not that much. It's shocking, the difference in energy level. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. Don't think it's just for men. Natural herbal supplements. U.S. manufacturing. These are anti-communists who like American jobs. You want to feel better, stronger, more focused? I think we could probably all use that. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Boston Children's Hospital receives a bomb threat. Woo, this is in response to all those trans, child trans videos they were talking about, bragging about how they mutilate kids. Except today we learned there is absolutely no report about a bomb threat. Huh. Boston police, very good police department, they can't seem to find it. Huh, that is weird. Who's been telling you all these? There were threats, threats of violence. We took it down because of the threats. They're almost always a lie, almost always an effort to turn the wolves into victims. Every time these people get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, They always come out and cry about violence and threats when there aren't any, because they know they've been busted and they want to become sympathetic figures. FBI paid for Russian disinfo to frame Trump and seven more details. You remember the Christopher Steele dossier, right? The Steele dossier. It's been a while. You remember that? One of the main sources for the Steele dossier was a guy by the name of Igor Dechenko. I know you're going to be surprised by this, but with a name like that, he's Russian. He's from Russia. He's also a Soviet agent, a known liar, and the FBI employed him as a paid informant for 3 years from 2017 to 2020. Just how deep does the rot go? I don't know. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is paying foreign intelligence agents to produce false dirt on the Republican president they don't like while he's president of the United States of America. No big deal, though, right? Army suggests food stamps for soldiers battling inflation. Okay, that doesn't seem like we're taking care of our people very well now, does it? John Kirby leaves our national security in shambles with a response to a China threat. Yeah, Kirby basically came out. The Chinese are buying up land, lots of land in America. And it's weird. If you look at it on a map, it all seems to be right next to military bases. I can't imagine why they would be doing that. John Kirby was asked about that and essentially said, hey, there's nothing I can do. No big deal. The reason renewables can't power modern civilization is because they were never meant to. That is an article from Forbes clear back in 2019. Remember this. It's all a lie. All the climate change stuff is based on a lie. It's all based on the desire to bring America, to bring Western civilization really to its knees. It's the ultimate evil anti-human ideology. Now, you can email me. And should, because tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? Now, we're going to have a good time tomorrow, even though it's Thursday. We're going to pretend it's Friday. We'll close our eyes and pretend life isn't real. That sounds like fun. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.